and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
With your words. And so we have to learn how, amen, we must understand that confession is made unto salvation. God already did it. But it's a matter of whether you are receiving it. Okay, the word unto in Romans chapter 10 has to do with, it indicates a motion or progress. We move progressively forward into the benefits of salvation as we continue to make the right confessions with our mouth. Somebody say sozo. That's the Greek word, S-O-Z-O, and it's the Greek word for salvation. Preservation, healing, deliverance, and soundness. Laying hold of God's provision. Now hear me, laying hold of God's provision clearly has to do with the confession of our mouth. The confession of your mouth. Say amen for real.
Amen.
Not the confession of someone else's mouth, but the confession of your mouth.
Amen.
Laying hold on God's provision. God has already provided, but have you laid hold on it? And you know, honestly, let me be honest and frank, and I mean, I say this in love, but I talk to many people, even in the congregation, and just in conversation sometimes, I'm going to use the term, you shoot yourself in the foot with stuff that you say. You're more relating to something that's factual than that is truthful. And see, because there's not a lot of value placed on words. Well, I'm just telling it like it is. Well, you got what you is. You want something different? Say something different. Remember last time we were together, I touched on this, how it's important to understand that the initial words were given to Adam more for creating than communicating. Adam was in the image and likeness of God, and words were given to him to create, more so than to communicate. But because we've fallen, or humanity has fallen to that lower nature, now words are basically used for communication. People don't understand how creative words are. I don't know. How many bought one of the pillowcases from Dr. Maureen? Anyone? Anderson. Maureen Anderson and Dr. Tom. Did you read the little insert in there? Read it. Open it up and sleep on it. No, seriously. I don't know whether it's, and I'm not speaking concerning Sister Wanda, just in general, we tend to overlook a lot of things that are so key to our breakthroughs, to our victory, to the quality of life that we have. And we think, oh, we don't place much value on it. But God places great value on it. And the devil listens and watches for what you say. On the insert there, for you that may buy one in the future, we maybe hope to get some in the bookstore at some point in time. I don't know. But a guy back in 1921 did an experiment. I know this to be true, whether it goes over your head or not, whether you can receive it or not. But I know this to be true. He did an experiment with water. What he did, he put water in a beacon, and he put he spoke words over it. And in speaking words over it, he looked under a very powerful microscope, and he saw the water molecules taking on a beautiful shape. He spoke negative stuff over it, and the molecules started to get all funky, you know, just all crazy-like. Then he wrote something, and put it on the beacon where the water was. Just wrote it. Didn't say anything. And the water molecules took on a beautiful shape as to what it was saying. He wrote something negative, put it on there, and the molecules start acting crazy again. It gets even deeper than that because the word says, as a man thinketh. You got to understand, stuff around you is responding to how you think. It is. So we can't fake it till we make it. You know, it's for real. Plants, you know how you talk to plants, all things are made up of the same thing on the quantum level. So you got to see, when you start to really understand that, you start to take care for everything you think, everything you say, all these. I'm not talking about being a robot or anything like that. I'm talking about walking in the spirit to where you're not giving place to the devil, but you are creating an atmosphere. You are creating a life. Amen. Where peace, love, joy, the spirit of God can dwell there. Favor comes to you. Angels are welcome there. The devil is not welcome there. Amen. You can create that. That's how God initially created us. Now we must go back to putting value on words. Faith has to speak. And see, you're talking when you ain't saying nothing. Literally, you preach, and when you need to use words. So let's take it to the quantum level, because everything responds. When a person looks on the quantum level at the atoms, they respond. They're not doing anything. They're in a cloud form until someone looks. And they'll take on the form. And you don't have to say anything, because what you are carrying, as you view them and they view you, they'll take on the form. And I believe it has to do with whether you believe or not. What you are carrying. And so on the quantum level, you see, God has already blessed us. Tell somebody, I'm already blessed. But see, on that level is where my blessing is. And so I've been given the tool of faith. Amen. To draw from that realm. With all the different facets of imagination and all these different things God has given us to draw from that realm where he's already finished things, I got to visualize, I got to be able to see it, I have to image it. Remember we said last time how the devil came to pervert or to destroy your image. No, you know, trouble. See, trouble has tendency to do that. You know, you're full of the joy of the Lord beginning of the week. By Friday, they done messed with you so much on the job. You know, you just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody. You was full of the joy of the Lord when you came from church that Monday. See, trouble tends to do that. That's why. Be patient in tribulation. Because that trouble will try to distort your image of who you are. The devil will try to tell you you're somebody that you're not. You understand what I mean? No, that ain't me. He'll try to bring condemnation. And if you've been speaking a certain way, you've given him place to get in there to discourage you. But see, when you keep your confession in line with God's word, even in time of storm, see, this takes development. This ain't gonna happen to you overnight. Because see, the real you under pressure is gonna seep out. I don't really cuss, but you know. If it was in you, it's gonna come out. Under pressure. Amen. But how many know you can't anger, well, you can't awaken a dead man. You can beat them. Do all kinds of stuff to them, but they're dead. They're gone. That's why we identify with the death. Amen. Let me go on here. Unto. Confession is made unto. Confession of our mouth has a great deal to do with how we lay hold on God's provision. The word confess means homologeo. It means to say the same thing. The words of our mouth must agree with God's written word. 2 Corinthians 4:13. Are we able to get those verses up? Or do I just need to go to my... We can't? Okay. 2 Corinthians 4:13. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. Amen. We also believe, and therefore speak. Amen. The mouth has to speak from the overflow of the heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Good question is, what are you saying when the pressure's on you? What are you saying when it looks like all the odds are stacked against you? You're just singing a song. You're just dancing in the spirit. You're just on the mountaintop. But when the pressure comes, what are you saying? What's in your heart? It's got to be fitted in your mouth. Here's something interesting. Jesus said, if you confess me before men, I will confess you before the angels. Is that right? I got that written down. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. He also said, if you confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father. Is that what he said? Are y'all sure? At the baptism of Jesus, when he came up out of the water, there was a voice. To some it thundered, but some heard. He said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Is that right? Amen. When Jesus says, if we confess him before men, he will confess us before the Father. That means the Father will affirm us. Amen. Are y'all here? Y'all don't hear what I'm saying here. When the Father affirms you, get out the way. Amen. If God said it, if God is affirming something that you're doing, get out the way. He said, if you confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father. In other words, my Father, as he did with me, Jesus hadn't done anything, but he was confirmed. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. How many want God to be well pleased with him? Come on. He said, if you confess me before men, as you believe you speak, I'll confess you before my Father. Then he said, if you confess me before men, I'll confess you before the angels. He said, he will confess you before the angels. What are the angels? The angels are sent. They are ministering spirits sent to minister. Jesus said, if you confess me before men, I will confess you, let me say it this way, unto the angels. I'll take your confession. And I'll see to it that the angels who are ministering spirits will go to work in your behalf. So we have the affirmation of the Father and the angels working for us. Why? With the confession of our mouth. They hearken unto the voice of God's word. And Jesus said, if you confess me, I'll confess you. I believe, therefore I speak. Tell somebody, faith has to speak. Faith that does not speak dies in the heart.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Godfrey Electric Incorporated is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving Martin, St. Lucie, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric Incorporated specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric Incorporated is an underwriter of the WCNO ministry and is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or by phone at 561-833-3753.